Now to the Obama White House, where there's been a lot of talk in the past year about making a hard pivot away from the president's packed agenda to focus on one thing, jobs. But today, events are forcing Mr. Obama to do just the opposite. He's going to the UN General Assembly in New York. NPR White House correspondent Ari Shapiro is traveling with the president, and he reports on the risk of not talking about the economy.
The UN General Assembly is the Oscar night of the diplomatic world. Once a year, America's friends and enemies gather in New York. The president really has no choice but to put in some serious face time. Last year, the marquee event was Barack Obama's speech, his first to the UN as president of the United States.
I am well aware of the expectations that accompany my presidency around the world. And these expectations are not about me. Rather, they are rooted, I believe, in a discontent with the status quo that has allowed us to be increasingly defined by our differences.
Discontent with the status quo is a pretty good description of Americans' general attitude right now. But their discontent is about the fact that they can't find jobs, not the global issues that President Obama will be focused on in New York. In a phone briefing, Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes said Mr. Obama will spend the next 3 days talking about everything this administration has done to renew American leadership in the world.
Such as our efforts to restart the global economy, to combat Al-Qaeda, to advance the cause of nonproliferation, and to pursue Middle East peace.
While those may all be worthy goals, they do not reflect the focus on jobs that the administration so often talks about. During the Bush administration, Colin Powell focused exclusively on foreign affairs as Secretary of State. Powell endorsed Mr. Obama in 2008, and on NBC's Meet the Press Sunday, he warned the president against shifting focus from the economy.
There are so many rocks in our knapsack now that we're having trouble carrying it. I think the president has to, like a razor blade, just go right after the single issue that is uppermost in the minds of the American people, and that's employment.
The president tries. On Monday, he held an economic forum at the Newseum in Washington, billed as a CNBC town hall discussion on jobs.
You know, I can describe what's happening to the economy overall, but if you're out of work right now, the only thing that you're going to be hearing is, when do I get a job?
This trip to the UN is not the first time events have derailed President Obama's plan to focus on the economy. Neera Tanden of the Liberal Center for American Progress worked in the Obama and Clinton administrations.
The president wanted to focus on the economy all through the summer, and you had the BP oil spill, and people were rightfully angry and concerned about that. And it's his job as president to juggle a lot of balls.
In truth, there's only so much more the president can say about the economy. After years in the economic doldrums, Americans may be tired of hearing him talk without more dramatic results to go with the speeches and policy proposals. White House Communications Director Dan Pfeiffer adds that there is an economic aspect to this trip.
This president has made doubling our exports an important part of growing the economy and of creating jobs in this country. He'll be making the case for American businesses and American products while he's at the UN General Assembly.
Pfeiffer says the president has to balance two roles. Sure, he's head of the Democratic Party in the final weeks of a midterm campaign when the only thing Americans want to hear about is the economy. But Mr. Obama also has a day job, running the country.
He has spent days upon days out there on the stump, helping Democratic candidates, raising money, framing this election for the American people. He will continue to do that as much as possible between now and the election, but the president also has other duties that he has to attend to.
Even on this trip, the president found time for a couple of big-ticket Manhattan fundraisers. Then he has 6 weeks until Election Day. And as White House spokesman Robert Gibbs put it, 6 weeks is a lifetime in politics. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.